or no tax.
On a day when Sarah Palin calls out the media, and the media, some of them react by saying that she's finding a way to wiggle into the story, or she's playing the victim card, or she's ignorant for her use of the term blood libel, the president gives a speech that seemed like a rally, a pep rally, in the second part of, I guess, what would be called a memorial service in Tucson, Arizona. Oh, I know there's a sea of opinions out there, including mine, right from the get-go here on America Tonight. I often say that on this show, but if you've never heard it before, my name's Kate Delaney. Left, right, or somewhere in between, simply confused or furious at the way, where the nation's headed. That's what this show is all about. Water cooler buzz and the combo on the overnight highway. So here's the number. Keep it handy. Scrawl it on your hand. Did you ever do that? Come on, you guys out there, go to a bar, meet a cute woman, take down her number, and then in the morning, whoops, somehow it's not on your hand anymore. So anyway, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The gist of the president's speech, a couple of different things. One, which I thought was very well done and was, I'm sure, orchestrated that way, and should have been, by the way, orchestrated that way. What are you going to do when you're in that situation in Tucson, Arizona, where they didn't really expect the president to come? 14,000 people at the University of Arizona arena. They're all there. And what happened was, in the beginning, you heard about the victims. You heard about the people who helped in the situation, like Daniel Hernandez, the intern, who said, I'm not a hero. I don't want to be called a hero. I'm not the one that's the hero there in that situation. Or some of the other people and what they tried to do, and then putting more depth or more background into those that were killed on that day, and then ultimately recognizing what's going on with the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And it was really a sea of faces in the crowd. In the front of the crowd, excuse me, you had Senator John McCain and his wife, and of course, Michelle Obama was on the trip, and also Sandra Day O'Connor was in the crowd, and there were a slew of others who also make their home in Arizona, whether it's Phoenix or Tucson or parts in and around where the shooting happened. Obviously, a lot of people came out. There was no question about that. And here is a little snippet of one of the things he said about trying to make ourselves a better nation. Take a listen.
The loss of these wonderful people should make every one of us strive to be better. To be better in our private lives, to be better friends and neighbors and coworkers and parents.
All right, so I can't fault that little piece of what he's saying there. He did address, you know, in these situations, it's always the why. Why did it happen? It's the question you start off with when you're a kid. Why is the moon so big? Why can't I eat chocolate all the time? You know what I'm saying? We're born with the why question. And when something horrific happens, we try to make sense of the thing that's not, that makes no sense, that's senseless. So in the speech, the president said that there is no way to know what triggered the shooting rampage that left 6 people dead and 13 others wounded and the rest of us shaken up. And then, of course, he didn't address this part of it, finger pointing all over the place, all over the place. I think that what I take away from this is the shocking, not so much what the president said today, but what I take away from everything that happened in Tucson is how shocking, immediately when this happened, the blame was rolled out. Immediately trying to blame. And the blame game has just escalated. You know, it hasn't gone away. It's just escalated. So in the speech, and especially where there was a real, I think, turning point into what he was saying, He said, we need to do more than console. We need to encourage a new day of civility. There's your hint. All without getting overly political. Yes, well, that was the comment, I think, that was one of the big turning points. Because the problem is this has come down to politics, and look, the guy was on all kinds of psychotropic drugs, it seems. This 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, by all accounts, one of his friends was interviewed today by Ashley Banfield and said that he didn't watch TV. He didn't listen to the radio. He wasn't political at all. So none of that, the so-called rhetoric, couldn't have pushed him into action because he couldn't tell you who any of the people were. A Mark Levin from a Sean Hannity, because now I've heard his name be thrown out there, which is crazy, to whoever, Sarah Palin, just pick a name, whatever name you want to insert there. He couldn't have told you any of them. So in a nutshell, you just heard one little clip, but Obama's speech was kind of somber and then hopeful, and then it was bizarre. It was like a pep rally. And so it was strange. So you literally went, it's like if you went to this in the beginning, very somber, very quiet, hushed tones, and then if you went and left and went to the bathroom and came back, woohoo! You heard yippee. I heard a yippee somewhere. Someone screamed out a yippee. I'm like, yippee. And that's the crowd. You had 14,000 people at this arena. But it also was part of this long speech that he gave. He spoke for a half an hour, so that doubles, really, the expected time of his comments. And usually when you have a president in this kind of a situation, you wouldn't get a half an hour out of them. And the good part of it and the thumbs up part and what should have happened and did happen in the speech, I mean, listen, was the fact that a lot of this of conversation about the six people killed dominated a big chunk of the speech. So that was good. Because what can you do for the family of this 9-year-old girl? And the answer is nothing. But to hear that and for her to be recognized, I think was big. All right, quickly, here's what happened on the Capitol. Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, this is a different story. Listen.
Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The resolution is agreed to, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. Pursuant to House Resolution 32, the House stands adjourned out of respect for the victims of the attacks in Tucson, Arizona.
All right, so simply that was the way to remember the situation, the tragedy in Arizona. Remember, it was a day ago. There was another moment of silence on the Hill, and the conversation has turned to the security of the people who work there, the aides, the Congress people, anybody really that has anything to do with the politics on the Hill. There's more to come, I believe, out of that. So on this show, we're talking about the speech, what you thought of the speech. Was it a little bit too much of a pep rally? Nah, it was okay. Do you think Obama did what he intended to do by going to Tucson, Arizona? Did he reach out and touch some people who desperately needed it? And Sarah Palin fights back. What she had to say, we're going to talk about that. Plus, Boehner and Pelosi, their take on the shootings. Coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Yeah, little John Cougar. I know it's a weird time to mention this, but I have a friend that lives in Los Angeles and has said she must live somewhere near or around him or Meg Ryan or one of them, and said it's just crazy, the paparazzi so focused on getting the two of them together. Just, you know, when they're around in these little nooks and crannies of these shopping centers in Westlake Village or Beverly Hills or wherever, because there's an entourage of paparazzi trying to stake them out somewhere. Crazy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? He's probably like, I just don't see John Cougar embracing the paparazzi with some crazy, lame questions about Meg Ryan or his relationship. I see him more of a swinger. I see him more of like a Sean Penn taking a punch to one of them. Well, it wasn't about being angry or punches or any of that. Obama, as I said, the president, pretty much the theme was challenging people around the country to have a debate that's worthy of the people who died. And he tapped into really the role of the rhetoric, the incendiary rhetoric that is being, that word being thrown around without really, with kind of dancing around without focusing too much on it. He just said, this was a quote, "Let's remember that it's not because a simple lack of civility caused this tragedy. It didn't." And he talked about the idea of not doing the blame game or drifting into political pettiness or to latch on to simple explanations that might have no merit. He sounded like he was at one point in those moments, to me, he sounded like he was speaking at Harvard. You know, He went to Harvard, and he sounded like for a few moments that he was speaking to some of the kids at Harvard. Anyway, regardless, the president was in Tucson. Everybody, I'm sure, political pundit-wise, will be analyzing his speech. I sum it up by some of the things that I just said. He was somber and hopeful, and then all of a sudden it was like a pep rally. So it was very odd. And the one positive I would take away is the idea of keep focusing back on the victims, because it's ridiculous how there hasn't been much focus on the people who died. Oh, yeah, there was this woman that was a Republican. Oh, she was killed. There's something soothing, I think, to the people left behind by acknowledging, like, the reason why we have obituaries. Do you ever notice that? Take a week and look at the obituaries of people. And you can tell when people really cared about them, because somebody was very thoughtful about how they put the obituary together. You know, you'll see a guy died, he was like 90-something, and it'll say in the obituary how he was the most thoughtful man, and from the time when he was a child, he did, da, 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 and would list all the organizations and all these things and these wonderful stories about the person who's died. And then you'll see other obituaries where he died, he lived, he's buried here. Seriously. And you know, nobody cared, or nobody even thought of saying anything, or who knows how that got there, but it's just boom, ba, boom, ba, boom. So that part, I definitely applaud the speechwriter for, or the president for wanting that in, because that would be soothing, certainly to the people that were in that arena, but more importantly to their families, for whatever little comfort they could get out of that. That's what I would say. All right, let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, King Tut has 24/7 armed bodyguards, and people like Congresswoman Giffords are far more valuable than King Tut. I think every senator and every representative, every congressperson should have a 24/7 armed guard if they want it. If they, you know, if they say no, well, then they don't get it. But democracy is too valuable to not have a. I mean, if King Tut can have an armed guard, why can't democracy have an armed guard?
Cost.
Well, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you see these states are drowning. Oh, Al. I mean, coming up with, was it Illinois? They're talking about 60% tax hike. Crazy things are happening, and unfortunately, you know, the yeah, but is right, but there's no money.
Well, anyways, you know, and also another thing, the surgeons and doctors that are looking after Congresswoman Giffords are brilliant, they're geniuses, medical geniuses, but I think they should take a course in public relations, because the one surgeon said that, and I'm sort of roughly quoting him, he said the only people who died were the ones who were supposed to die. Now, I know what he meant, but it's
right. But it sounded funny.
Yeah, it sounds like
ridiculous.
That they deserve to die. And then the other doctor, there were two surgeons. They're brilliant. They're brilliant medical geniuses, but they're PR, they need an education in PR. The other doctor said that Congresswoman Giffords is doing better than she has a right to do. I mean, that makes it, you know, that makes it sound like she has no right to. What he should have said, she is doing fantastically well, or it's incredibly well how she. Don't you think it could be misinterpreted, or it just sounds funny to me?
Yeah, what you just said there is he's a surgeon. He has no idea how to speak in public, and so the words get twisted around, and
yeah,
it sounds a little odd.
Yeah, they're scientists. They're not ad men. You know, they're not PR guys. They're scientists. That hospital should have a PR. A spokesman that could talk for them, because, you know, they're scientists, they're not public speakers. And also, Kate, you know, President Lincoln, President Garfield, President McKinley, in 30-year span, you lost President Lincoln, Garfield, and McKinley in a 35-year span. So these people that say, you know, this America, North America, United States, Canada, whatever, we are way too violent. After President McKinley, you went almost 65 years before. No, there should be zero presidents assassinated, but until between Kennedy and McKinley was 63 years, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, how can people say that the two biggest killers of the 20th century were Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler? And I don't think they were influenced by Sarah Palin.
No.
You know, and I don't think that. And
that's
I don't
giving
think
her
they,
too much credit for that. I mean, come on. It is ridiculous. No matter how anybody feels about Sarah Palin, I think so much of the nonsense is just stupid.
I know. Does Sarah Palin look or sound to you like anybody who would encourage murder?
No.
She looks like a Sunday school teacher, for crying out loud.
And she's a hockey mom. Like she plays that up. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think freedom of speech is so valuable. You have to take the good and the bad. When you have freedom of speech, you have to take the good with the bad, and the good far outweighs the bad when you have freedom of... We don't have freedom of speech up here in Canada. We're trying to get it, but we envy you Americans. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people go to jail for or get fined for saying things that you Americans would think... You Americans have the right to say things. Up here in Canada, if we said what you Americans said, we'd all be fined or in jail. It's crazy up here in Canada. Just wait. Look at the way they treated Ann Coulter. It was okay. Yeah. Thanks, kid. I'll let you go.
I know. Thanks, Al. I have a friend who is a talk show host in Canada. We should have him on sometime and talk to him about that. His name's Jerry Agar, and he worked in the United States for time in New York, and he worked in Chicago, and he's working in Canada again. He's very, very conservative, very opinionated, very outspoken, and he's a Canadian, and came down to the United States to enjoy the freedom of speech and to try to get a radio talk job. And so it'd be fun to have him on to compare that, just to compare what it's like to be a speaker behind the mic in both of those countries, the U.S. versus Canada, what that's like. All right, I said this before, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper here, dive a little bit deeper quickly on this. Ashley Banfield talked to Zach Osler. You don't know that name, but imagine a friend or an acquaintance of this Jared Lee Loeffner. And he said his friend wasn't shooting at people. He was shooting at the world. And he said that he didn't pay attention to any. I mean, let me just reiterate this again. He didn't pay attention to any cable news, political shows, or talk radio. He didn't watch the news. He didn't watch TV. He didn't like the news. He didn't like political radio. He didn't take sides. He didn't do any of that because he didn't give a crap about it. He was 22 years old. He did not care. In fact, he was a guy, he was kind of a loner guy, of course, who was into video gaming and other things like that, but he wasn't somebody who was paying attention to the political vibe around the country. You play for this team, I play for that team, or whatever. He wasn't into that at all. In fact, it's what many of us suspect. I mean, really, honestly, if you look at this, how many people, raise your hand, think that he was on hallucinogenics, most likely? He had something going on there. It was a wild farm party going on inside his head. I'm certain of that. You may have a different opinion. That's cool. Share it with us here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVice. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
The former Speaker of the House and the current Speaker of the House talking about the Arizona shooting. And then we'll go to some calls, but first let's listen to what they had to say. Here's Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner.
Among the fallen is Gabe Zimmerman, a member of Congresswoman Gifford's staff, a public servant of the highest caliber. One of our own. We are called here to mourn. An unspeakable act of violence have taken six innocent lives and left several more, including our colleague Gabrielle Giffords, battling for theirs.
Words are inadequate at a time like this, but nonetheless, I hope it is a comfort to those who are lost loved ones or are injured on Saturday that so many people mourn the losses, but also pray for the survivors.
Yeah, pray for the survivors. That's for certain. because they'll certainly have their own nightmares that they'll have to live with as a result of this. And in the meantime, Jared Lee Loeffner, the 22-year-old who blew those people away and injured others and shattered the world in Tucson on that Saturday, on a sleepy Saturday in a supermarket, who would think, right, is lawyered up with a pretty powerful lawyer. Her name's Judy Clark. She's the woman who represented Susan Smith and Ted Kaczynski, you know, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Both got out of the death penalty. To be sure, she will be doing everything she can to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm thinking you're going to see a crazy plea here, that insanity deal, something like that's probably going to go down. And I mentioned the drugs and now what people are saying about mentally unbalanced, digging back in the history of what happened to him in that community college. There's a good chance they'll be able to play that out. But the speech wasn't about Loeffner. It was about the people who were surviving and the people who were killed as a result of what he did in Tucson, Arizona. And forget the whole rhetoric conversation, because his friends, pardon the pun, killed all that or quelled it all when they said, listen, I mean, the kid did not listen to talk radio. He did not watch cable news. I can't say that enough. But, of course, naturally, the first thing that I hear when I wake up is, oh, somebody propelled by the right wing has shot a bunch of people in Arizona, including Congresswoman Giffords. That's the problem with jumping to illogical conclusions. Now, talk radio is about opinion, and that's the beauty of living in the United States. It's the freedom of speech, and you can come up with your own answers to things of, you know, what you believe happened, and you can certainly give your points of view on whatever it is. I mean, we've got a blank canvas. That's the beauty of doing this. The fact that you have a blank canvas and you can drive a debate and all that other sort of stuff. But can you drive someone to do what happened there? I don't think so. Not somebody who's already damaged, but it had no place in this anyway because it did not happen. He was 22 years old and could care less about any of that stuff. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I agree with you. It's a little bit, I was a little surprised. You know, I know they were in a college auditorium, you know, basketball court there in Arizona, but you know, it sounded almost like one of Obama's speeches when he was running for president, you know. I mean, it was the speech itself, I thought he did a fine job. I told you I've never had a problem with the man personally. I just think his politics are a little bit to the communist side. But, did you rate his speech, what would you have given him?
Because he did a good job on the side of painting a picture of the people who were killed, I couldn't completely grade it totally down. I would give him a 5 because of the way it turned into a pep rally. I thought that was a little inappropriate. But could he control the crowd? And then what he said about which that wasn't his fault the way they reacted necessarily, or you could say, well, maybe that's the typical Obama crowd. But I would have given him like a 5 or 6.
Yeah, I actually would have given him an A-. I thought it was really done really well, and holding it where they held it at, you know, I thought, you could tell from the previous speakers, you know, I was, you know, they were, it sounded like a pep rally almost, you know, so it wasn't like he just started speaking and then everybody started yelling and screaming.
Right. See, that's why it's hard to say. That's like I said, it's hard to pin that on him because that's the atmosphere that it was. And maybe that was an intentional thing that, okay, that we're not going to make this morose. We're going to make it lively and we're going to talk about these people. And if people want to applaud, let them break into whatever makes them feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's two things during that whole evening and the speech that I kind of smirked at a little bit. One is that, we tried to portray United States as a land of freedom of religion, et cetera. But, you know, once again, Judeo-Christianity was manifested on many occasions throughout the speeches. And then, that's what our country is basically founded upon. But, you know, I'm sure there would have been other religions that took offense to some of the stuff that was said. But then you know, the very end there where he brought the girl back in, the, you know, the young girl, talking about what her dreams of was America and you know, kind of said we ought to put ourselves on that course, think like a child and, you know, and be optimistic. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, the average 9-year-old doesn't know what the word bankruptcy means. Mm-hmm. You know, your party right now is bankrupting this country, doing things that the American people have told you not to do. So I kind of smirked at that a little bit. But other than that, I thought he did a, you know, I thought, you know, like you said, when he, you know, he talked about each individual that had been killed and you know, said some nice words about them. I thought that was very classy. But
right, and because that's what you wanted it to be, because think if you're sitting there, that's what you're doing. It's almost, like I said, it's kind of weird. It's like a eulogy in a sense. But more, maybe perhaps a little more upbeat than that, and then you swing into the other thing. That's why it was an odd turn. But yes, he did. I think he did a good job of that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Kate, there's something that's been missing, and you know, I try to, you know, you and I both try to keep religion out of the conversations, you know, there's something that's missing here, and mankind is forgets about this quite regularly, I guess, and that is that. You know, and at least this is my belief, Kate, that, you know, there is somewhere, somehow, a creator that we are all, you know, and Obama, that was one line I really loved the most he threw in the speech when he said, we're all family, you know, and we're all brothers and sisters. And you know what? We're all different, you know, especially here in the United States. And you might look over at some Chinaman over in China or Arab in the Middle East and, you know, and think, gee, you know, they're so much different than me and, you know, the way we think or whatever. But you know what, Kate? They're still our brothers and sisters, and people forget this. And this whole incident, whenever I see something like this, I just believe it's a breakdown in the family somewhere. You know, I'm not going to blame the Loeffner family, you know, that their son did this, you know. But at the same time, you know, we've got to, and I've talked to you about this before, as brothers and sisters, we got to look out for each other. We got to quit hating each other and understand that we're just different. You know, I despise my sister. I told you many times about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, the life she's chosen and the way she acts and the way she's abandoned her children in a sense, you know, mm-hmm. I just despise her. But you know what, Kate? I still love my sister because she's my sister.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I still, you know, do as many things I can for her, even though it's despicable that some of the stuff that at least I feel like are differences between us. And it's the same thing. There's people in everyone's life that you may not like them because of the way they act or the things
sure.
that they do. But we're still all brothers and sisters, Kate. You've got to accept that part. You've got to stop trying to kill each other because of our differences. And when somebody's in trouble, you know, and Obama referred to this pretty well, I thought, during this speech, you've got to reach out. It's part of you as being part of the human family to reach out and try to help that person. Let me tell you a little something, Kate. Back in 2000, I was in some mental, I was having some issues, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and my boss at the time, he took me to side, something that had happened at one of our accounts, and he was just really surprised that I had made comments that I'd made, and he just said, Don, I know you're under a lot of stress and everything, and, you know, but you know what? You know, maybe you need to, you don't have any family here in Denver. Maybe you need to go talk to somebody. You know, it doesn't cost a lot of money. There's, you know, you go talk to a therapist, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be a nutcase to go talk to one of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Nutcase, but just go talk about issues with them, you know. And that was the smartest thing. That is one of the most loving things that ever happened in my life, Kate, because I did take his advice. I went and talked to somebody, and it helped me make clearer choices, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and help me get out of the rut that I was in at the time. And that's what we need to do. I'm not telling everybody you've got to run down to a shrink when you have a problem or a therapist, but I'm just saying help everybody out. You know, this is, you know, anybody that you know that you might think is feeling, you know, feeling bad. You remember the movie, real quick, I know we're out of time here. You remember that movie, What Women Want or whatever with Mel Gibson?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the whole film that's funny and comedy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
mm-hmm.
that one girl that, you know, is sitting there, and she's not feeling right. He keeps hearing comments about her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the movie, that's the person he turns to try to help, you know. That's what we've got to do, Kate. That, when I see something like this, I just see it as a breakdown, you know.
You know what? Don, You're absolutely right. Thank you for sharing that personal story, and thank goodness somebody reached out to you, and you're right. People don't do that. People, unfortunately, stay into themselves and turn their backs too often.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just
coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. You know, so often I tell you to send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net, and you do, so we got to empty the mailbag. We're going to get to that. Most of it surrounding what happened in Tucson, Arizona, as you can imagine. The president said, what we cannot do is use this tragedy as one more occasion to turn on each other. And that was part of, I think, the underlying message of what really was a eulogy for the people who were killed in Tucson that turned into a sea of 14,000 people at the University of Arizona at their basketball arena. Let's go to Tom in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate. I just called to ask if nail the scores at the top of the hour.
Nail the scores on Thursday. Remember? Oh. That's all right. I know the days all mesh together for me too. Thursday in our third hour, so our next show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. Nail the Scoop. It's okay. It's a good promo for it because we're in the playoffs and we have some interesting divisional games happening. I'm wondering what's going to go on with the Jets and the Patriots, to tell you the truth. There's been a little trash talking, in case you haven't heard. And Tom Brady right in the center of it, and Mark Sanchez just backing out of it. But that's for another time. So don't forget, Nail the Score is in our next show in the third hour. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank you very much. This one is from Little J. Hey, Delaney, like the show. Jared Lee Loughner, honestly, what do you think? Was he a pothead? Was he a radical? Was he a loner? Was he ditched by his parents? Did he grow up rough and tumble, latchkey style? What do you think if you had to put a face on Jared Lee Loughner? Well, you know, that's what everybody's trying to do, and the bottom line is you can only pour through the reports, talk to people, make assumptions, whatever. And he's really not saying very much because his lawyer is telling him not to do that. And on the grounds of self-incrimination, he's not doing that. There are some people who knew him, and they're talking about Loughner and saying, absolutely, every single one of them, he was 22, think about it. He was going from one job to another job, thrown out of community college for being ridiculous in the classroom, out of control in the classroom. In fact, I think what's really interesting in the case of Loughner is because of the instability and the disruptions, because he had five disruptions at the school, and he had, you know, he's doing some rants on YouTube, but there's other people that do rants on YouTube because they want to get noticed. So then you have to try to differentiate what that means. But now the speculation is, look, there might have been enough to commit him to a psychiatric facility, even if it was against his will, and that, you know, that could have been, which, or not could have been, that could have happened here, because Arizona has a pathway that makes it much easier to commit people who are mentally ill into some kind of psychiatric care than other states. You know, every state's different, but the basic gist of the whole thing under Arizona law is anyone can actually call up. You know, they have these regional health places, and they can call them up and talk about someone's mental health. They got to send somebody out to assess the condition of the person, but that's how you can get somebody in a treatment, into a treatment center. And that's unusual, because I racked my brain trying to think of this and actually made a couple of quick calls, and it is really different in a lot of places. You wouldn't be able to do that because the person would have to, especially an adult, they would obviously have to sign themselves over or have something happen depending on the state. And in the case of Loughner, what's really sad is that there's always the other side of the story. And the other side of the story is that he was stopped. He was stopped and, you know, was acting a little strange. Could they have, you know, gathered that something was wrong with him when he was pulled over? And, you know, who knows? Who knows what he really said to them when they said he was acting a little strange? Well, that's now in handicapping this afterwards. So I would be curious as to the parents' concerns, because it sounded like they had a lot of problems with him. And, you know, we don't know. Maybe they did get him help. Maybe the help didn't work. He might have seen people. Who knows? Certainly not when he was older. But maybe that could have happened, should have happened, but did not happen. Sort of to Don's point, when he said that maybe people need to help people, and when they see something going on, try to do something about it. But you can't. So you see someone next to you at work, and that's one of those dicey situations. How do you diagnose if someone's just a goofer or there's something really wrong? And people nowadays tend to do what I call caving it, because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to. They don't want to be involved in strangers' lives, or they don't necessarily want to be involved with the coworker who's a little off that people make jokes about and say, "Oh, that's." I mean, have you ever been any place where they have a list of possible people who could go postal? So, you know, I've worked in, of course, this is the media business. I've worked in probably three or four places where there was a list of people, you know, that could go postal. Oh, so-and-so could go postal. Just this happened, that happened. You know, now it's much more serious. We've seen a lot of unexplainable, bizarre things happen. And certainly this is one of those. And the why question might not fully ever be understood in the case of Loeffner. All right, here's another one. This is from Joe listening to us in Austin. Kate, boy, how long do you think where people are going to keep talking about what happened in Arizona and blame it on the right? I'm a Democrat, and I'm sick of hearing about it's the right wing this, it's the conservatives' fault that this happened, it's Levin's fault, it's this person's fault. How convenient that is. It almost makes me want to switch parties. I'm not ready to do that, but it has gotten under my skin. Well, you know, we go back to the same analogy I use probably way too often. It's like sports. You root for this team. I root for this team. We're on different sides, and we have sides. We've picked a side. I'm on this side. You're on that side. And I'm not crossing over into that other territory. We have become very polarized in that. That's why I said this often. I'm for term limits, and I'm for a third party. And people say, oh, that's ridiculous, third party, and then how that, what's going to happen there? But nothing's impossible in this country. And something does have to be fixed politically, because it is absolutely broken. And yeah, I know you can go back in history and you can hear that over and over again when people are dissatisfied, but I think there's something very, very wrong what's happened in the last couple of years. All right, here's this last one, and this is from Mr. C. Hello, Kate. I was just curious to see what you think is going to happen in the big game. You know what the big game is? Sorry, it's not your Eagles, but it's the game featuring the Jets and the Patriots. A lot of people have asked me about the Jets and the Patriots. Here's the deal, and it's just I'll analyze it for you in a very simple way. If Mark Sanchez is throwing that ball high the way he did in the last game, which they were so lucky to get the win, I don't over Indianapolis, they have no prayer over the Patriots. And you saw how the Patriots just pummeled them in that regular season game. Imagine Sanchez overthrowing everybody. He has to rein it in. If he doesn't, I just don't see how they pull it out. And let's hope it's a close game, but boy, it has the markings of the Patriots really eating the Jets lunch. I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for.